Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Paul Popovich. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fanzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Popovich takes first base on ball 4. Fanzone moves to second. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rudolph bunts towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. Fanzone moves to third. Popovich moves to second. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jenkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. One out. Jerry Grote batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gentry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fanzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fanzone is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Popovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to third. Ken Rudolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rudolph is 0 for 0 in the game. Rudolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Popovich moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, With the score, the Cubs won, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fregosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gentry is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Popovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Popovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rudolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones throws the ball into Boswell, who tags Jenkins, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rudolph moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell bunts towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Staub hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Agee moves to third. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to second. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote bunts towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Cranepool moves to second. One out. John Milner pinch hits for Gary Gentry. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fanzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Popovich is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Popovich hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Staub fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Staub. Fanzone goes all the way around to score. Popovich moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Grote to Fregosi. The throw back to home, and Popovich is out at the plate. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rudolph is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Staub reaches second base with a double. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.